The Unified Command for the Drift River Oil Terminal Protection has stood down. A meeting was held in Kenai last night to review the process. The oil storage area is at the foot of Mount Redoubt, and the volcano's eruption this year caused flooding and mud flows, which prompted the shutdown of the facility. The meeting celebrated the fact that no oil was spilled and no people were injured during the event, but as KDLL's Ben Stanton reports, not everyone was applauding.
The meeting included a review of the operations to prevent damage to oil storage tanks due to the floods. At times, the audience literally applauded the efforts of the Unified Command. One audience member thanked them for not giving up because oil industry work puts food on the table for many families. Chevron subsidiary Cook Inlet Pipeline Company operates the storage facility and the oil pipeline. The company's vice president, Rodney Ficken, says that the final result was a good one.
I'm very proud of the employees and contractors and how they handled themselves in the situation. It showed professionalism and placing safety first and our commitment to protecting the environment.
Cook Inlet Pipeline Company removed oil from the storage facility and halted operations. Then seawater was pumped into the tanks to help weigh them down in case of flooding. Ficken says that the ballast water would have frozen this winter if it were left in. They've completed removal of that water so that does not happen. Oil that comes through the pipeline 42 miles away at Trading Bay is now no longer stored at Drift River. Instead, it is pumped directly onto a tanker at the terminal.
We will work on long-term plans. There are a lot of different scenarios on the table, how we can accomplish this task and move oil for the producing companies. But currently, short-term plans are just continue to batch and tight line through the facility.
Cook Inlet Regional Citizens Advisory Council Executive Director Michael Munger says as early as February this year, the Unified Command was keeping communication open with his organization. He says the council reviewed and provided recommendations on crude oil producers and shippers' contingency plans required by the state of Alaska.
For example, our Director of Science and Research was able to discuss spill trajectory scenarios with the NOAA Science Coordinator, who provides recommendations to the Coast Guard and provided him with the data of our ocean current modeling efforts.
But Cook Inlet Keeper Executive Director Bob Shavelson rejects the notion of a successful response. After the Exxon Valdez oil spill in 1989, rules and laws were passed to regulate the oil industry to protect the water, the environment, and fisheries. Shavelson calls the response this year, in his words, a complete breakdown. Shavelson says the Cook Inlet oil industry is important to the region, but he would like more public involvement.
Public was cut out of any substantive decision-making. Unified Command came together. They issued information through Chevron, through the Unified Command website, that didn't allow the public to understand truly what was happening in terms of what were the actual response assets. Can you respond to a spill of that size? We know they couldn't. But no one ever said that.
The United States Coast Guard has announced they will not pursue providing tug escorts for single-hull tankers coming into Cook Inlet as they do in Prince William Sound and Puget Sound in Washington State. Shavelson says the Coast Guard needs to ensure vessel safety, especially because the new system of shipping directly to tankers requires more tanker traffic in Cook Inlet. The Coast Guard says their decision does not prevent other entities from providing escort service, but Shavelson says the cost of such service prevents others from pursuing it. Members of the Unified Command say they would have access to necessary equipment if a spill occurs, but Shavelson says they need to provide specific details. Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation on-scene coordinator Gary Foley says the public is involved and public documents are available through the DEC website. He has a different take on what could have gone better. He says that, in hindsight, he would have liked to see the Unified Command come together sooner. He says there was about a week when they couldn't get everyone to agree to form the Unified Command. They instead had phone conferences to discuss the issues.
The important thing is, well, you know how it is. If you have people in different places trying to communicate by phone and playing phone tag, it doesn't work out all that great. When you put everybody and all the key decision makers together in a hotel or something like that, and you bring in whoever you need, you can make decisions fast. And so we made decisions in an afternoon that would have taken a week otherwise.
Cook Inlet Pipeline Company says there haven't been any decisions made yet whether to again store oil at Drift River Terminal. Two of the three tanks have been emptied and sealed off. The third tank is a surge relief tank for the pipeline and is estimated to have about 1,000 barrels of crude oil in it. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.